Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 6th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared this message from our little home office here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with the express purpose again today of bringing encouragement. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and since 1996, through various means online, we've sought to encourage others. Today's message is titled Perfect Peace. Two scripture texts, both from Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 16, and chapter 26, verse 3.
So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
Yesterday we had a trip up to Lewistown, Pennsylvania, where most of the drive is right along the Susquehanna and Juniata rivers. Route 322, a four-lane highway, often runs along the foot of a mountain alongside the winding river, with a beautiful valley beyond. Engineers cut the road out of the mountainside so the highway is terraced, which sets it apart from the typical interstate design. One lane is higher up on the terrace, and you view the other lane down below as a parallel ribbon of highway, stretching for miles ahead. The views of the encircling mountains are splendid, even in the bleak of winter. Due to the heavy rains the night before, water was gushing with great force off rock cliffs from the high mountains. New and powerful waterfalls appeared in several locations as we drove along.
Well, while Stephen just described as a beautiful scene to the traveler, it was a source of distress and anxiety for others living in the area. As we were visiting with locals in the church in Lewistown, they were discussing how the Army Corps of Engineers was opening up the gates to the large Raystown Lake up the river from the town. Speculation was made that if the dam was breached, the town of Lewistown, which is right beside the Juniata River, would be catastrophically flooded. Smaller streams are already causing minor flooding in many neighborhoods, even including Lancaster County.
Well, there's a lot to dismay us, isn't there? What's dismaying you today? World situations, national tragedies, many personal matters. They can all dismay, and often concurrently. Glorious truth our daily scripture verses convey. The prophet Isaiah served God some 2,700 years ago. He records the very words of the Sovereign Lord. This verse is later used by Peter to apply to the Lord Jesus Christ. We read that in 1 Peter 2, verse 6.
Isaiah shares a truth held dear by many believers, and it's a verse that Stephen and I often quote to each other and to other believers going through difficulty. From Isaiah 26, 3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Stayed on thee, that's the key. And that's where I suspect so many of us have the problem. We keep getting our minds and hearts off the Lord and onto the problem at hand. We approach the problem from every angle and we get everyone's take on it. We go to bed with the problem on our heart, and if sleep does come, it may very well be diluted by a dream that even deals with the problem.
I've experienced that before. But when we fully trust God, problems will not dismay or overwhelm us, for dismay and trust simply cannot coexist. Trying to support both attitudes would be like rubbing coarse sandpaper against the grain of fine furniture and expecting beautiful results. Certainly, we're tempted to be dismayed by the enemy, but the key is to trust. The key to trust is to turn our hearts to the Lord in prayer as we stand on His promises.
Warren Wiersbe, one of my favorite writers, reminds us that the peace of God is not the absence of problems. It is the presence of divine sufficiency in the midst of the problems. George Morrison said, "Peace is the possession of adequate resources, and those resources come from the Lord when you yield your heart and mind to Him."
Our trust is in the one who is a tested stone, the solid rock, the one who is a sure foundation. He is ever trustworthy. He is ever faithful. Put your complete trust in Him today and experience perfect peace.
Let's pray together. Father, in that day, we will bear witness just as the Israelites did when they testified, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in Him, and He saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation." Father, You will trample the enemy of our soul as Your sovereign Spirit triumphs in our life. Because we trust in You, Sovereign Lord, we have an enduring peace that You are the great deliverer and that You work all things together for good to those of us who love You and are called according to Your purpose. We seek to glorify Jesus, our solid rock, who was put to the ultimate test and laid an unshakable foundation for our faith. Thank You, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, podcast listener, for joining us today and perhaps in some ways putting up with a less than ideal production. But our goal is to encourage. We were interrupted partway through, but a pleasant interruption by a friend who stopped by right as we finished the main message and before Brooksing's prayer. Also, I'm still dealing with this cough that I have to restrain. I don't feel well today, but thank God for His grace. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have some beautiful photos up today. Excuse me. As well as some suggested music that we feel reinforces the message. Again, this is the message for Thursday, March 6, 2008. And our website is dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day today, and may you experience God's perfect peace.